right, let's mount up in this 9 o'clock hour. We get to our Chiefs contributor of SI.com, Josh Briscoe. We are, unlike Samuel L. Jackson, we are a little beaten up today as a tough one to watch. Probably the worst Chiefs play in the history of the Mahomes era. A pick, then a fumble, then an injury, and an ACL all in one play. How are you on this, I guess, victory Monday in Kansas City?
Yeah, I don't want to be too hyperbolic because I do think Patrick Mahomes is probably going to end up being the greatest football player to ever live, but that may be the worst single play a quarterback has ever made in the history of the sport. I mean, he throws a bad pick, he knocks out his number one receiver, at this point we expect for the rest of the year, and then the fumble ends up going out of bounds and charges get it. Yeah, happy Victory Monday, guys! Woo-woo!
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, we will talk to you next
Monday. But that's all that matters. We got the win. Let's move on, right? Like, if any team can overcome, though, Josh, this kind of loss, I mean, you got to feel confident with the Chiefs. They overcome everything, it seems like, in this Patrick Mahomes era. So I just look at it like they'll figure it out because they always do.
Well, and so I think that's what makes this so interesting, because for many, many times on many, many occasions, that's been the question and answer. Can the Chiefs overcome this? Yes. In this case, I wonder how many times they can do that in such a short period of time. Xavier Worthy's wide receiver one. Justin Watson is wide receiver two. Juju Smith-Schuster is wide receiver three. There were people who didn't think the Chiefs should even bring him back just as a depth piece. He's going to be effectively starting next week, I think. The number of dominoes that have come down for this team already is what makes me wonder if this is going to be the straw that breaks the three-peat, so to speak. They still have Travis Kelce. They apparently have prime Kareem Hunt, which I also wasn't really expecting
right.
yesterday. But they I don't want to say they have to do something. I don't want to say it has to be Amari Cooper, because I don't know that it has to. But this group right now, I think, is a little worse than last year's pass catchers were, certainly at least at this point in the season. I don't feel great about that, even though they are alone at the top of the AFC, and I wouldn't pick anybody over them right now. It's still a really disorienting injury for an offense that's already suffered so many of those.
Who's got a better chance to have some sort of impact on this Chiefs offense in the future? Amari Cooper, Deontay Johnson, or Sky Moore?
I was so hoping that's what you. I was so hoping that was going to be the third name. Amari Cooper.
All right.
I think like absolutely dead serious. What's more like who is more likely to put up 500 yards receiving on this team? I think I'll go with the good player on a bad team somewhere else over Sky Moore. He seems like a really nice guy. It seems like he's done what the Chiefs have asked him to do, and until the moment comes to catch the football or field the punt, his training camp was bad. I understand that they like him as a blocker, and he will get some snaps in all of this, but the fact that he did get kind of passed over for Juju pretty quickly, I think tells you enough of that story to believe that he's not going to take a significant jump up the depth chart. I think Mecole Hardman might be my answer out of that entire group if I was able to add one.
Yeah, Mecole could be that guy. I mean, he's been here long enough now and is very familiar, you know, with the playbook. Or maybe we just turn this into more of a ground and pound type of team. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire expected back this week, so you kind of add him in, you know, to the running back mix. Obviously, as you mentioned, prime Kareem Hunt is out there doing his thing. Samaje Perine ain't bad either. Carson Steele, I don't think we'll ever see again. But those three running backs right there can give you something that, you know, maybe you just start to go with a ground game. And like I've been saying all morning long, this is now a defensive team. I mean, the offense is here just to kind of manage the game and score enough points. As long as the defense holds them down, which they've done for 25 straight games, the offense doesn't have to be 2018.
Carson Steele in like a fifth to the Browns for Amari Cooper. You think maybe that's the trade? Just go ahead and send him to the shadow realm.
What about Carson Steele in a fifth to the Giants for like Darius Slayton or Jalen Hyatt? I mean, you know, there's reports out of New York that those guys are both available right now.
Yeah, I really do think Brett Veach is going to be making calls here. And I'll say on the last thing on the receiver front, because I do want to talk about the ground game and the defense there. But on the receiving front, the fact that Rice is probably getting suspended for the first chunk of next season and that Hollywood's on a one-year deal, there is short-term and long-term need at the receiver spot. I think they'll try to bring Hollywood back. But if there is a guy that ends up having, and this is this there's salary cap implications, there's draft cost implications. None of this will be easy. But if there is a guy that the Chiefs see being a part of this team for the next few years and not just a 14-game rental or whatever it ends up being, hopefully, I guess you hope it's 16 games from here on out, if there's a guy that could be a long-term solution, I do think the Chiefs should entertain that. But to your point, this is a defensive football team who gave up 10 points in the first quarter. That was an opening drive thing where I think Spags is just in information gathering mode in that first drive.
Yep.
Like, show us what you're going to show us, go score, and then it simply will not happen again. An incredible thing for a DC to be able to do. And the field goal was the Chiefs' own fault. The offense gave him 3 points, gave him the ball, and the defense didn't have anything that they could do about it after the turnover.
Yeah.
So in that space, this defense was pretty much flawless after the first drive. That's who they are. That's who Chris Jones is. They did it without Mike Dana and, frankly, without a lot to be super excited about from Karloftis or FAU on the edges. And Dana hasn't been super powerful or super has not had a very good pressure rate to this point in the season either. And still, Trent McDuffie is so bleeping good.
Oh,
Chris
man.
Jones is so good. That duo is apparently enough of a nucleus for Spags to build around. And the linebacker group has, Drew Tranquil has not been good. And we saw a great game from Nick Bolton in week 3. It's perfectly adequate, but across the board against the Chargers, really for the entire defense. Like, Jalen Watson looks like a legit number 2 corner now.
Watson,
none of that is
yes!
an accident.
Yeah, I mean, and also, too, I mean, you know, Steve Spagnuolo just knows what he's doing, and Andy understands that he can rely on his defense. That's the beauty of having the best coach in the NFL on our sidelines, is this guy understands, like, all right, I don't have to go out here and make my offense score 50 points. I'm going to rely on this defense, and maybe we see more of a ball control type offense than we've ever had with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and I wonder if they will really do that as a choice, or I wonder if that's going to happen kind of out of necessity. The thing that I would add to that is that it gives both sides a margin for error. If you have a defense that is good, that bends and breaks sometimes, but you know, is by and large average enough, the Chiefs lose to the Chargers with an average defense yesterday. And we saw this happen a few times last year. So this isn't brand new. And, you know, the Snead version of this defense was different. And I would have said even more special, but this group's looking absolutely fantastic without Charles Minnehue still, by the way, which is huge. Mm-hmm. But I think you can continue to try to be the offense you want to be and continue to build around Patrick Mahomes. And it's Mahomes and Kelce and maybe Kareem Hunt and Xavier Worthy. Chase your big plays every once in a while with Worthy and be a good offense with a great defense. That can get you to the playoffs. And then by playoff time, you're going to ask Patrick Mahomes to be Patrick Mahomes again. And I think they're going to try to continue to set that standard for him. I don't think you're going to see him handing off the ball 35 times a game or anything. But being a balanced offense with a trusted defense that can keep you in a game that you shouldn't be in at that point, that's really, really valuable for a well-rounded football team. And the Chiefs can be well-rounded until they need superhero Mahomes, which typically comes around in the playoffs. And at that point, maybe you get lucky and Hollywood is healthy by then, or maybe you see a big late-year step from Morby like you did from Rice last season.
Well, Josh, we appreciate the time. Get some rest as the busy week officially starts on your Monday, and you'll be joining shows throughout the week and doing all your stuff over at SI.com as the Chiefs contributor for us. Continue to have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
I'll do the same. You guys keep an eye on all your tendons. Keep them in your knees and your elbows and your arms and your legs. Keep them where they're supposed to be, and we'll do this again next week.
Sounds good.